everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. Oklahoma's Weed Improvement Team, led by state weed breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new weed varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Weed Commissioner Michael Peter says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Weed Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment it's constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org. Lean hogs under pressure today, posting triple-digit losses while futures tried to consolidate this week but instead hovered near chart support. There's been some indication that implementation of tariffs on Mexico might be delayed to give time for something to be worked out. The Dow Jones today up 282 points with the NASDAQ up 123 points. Over in live cattle today, futures were kind of coasting along, posting minor losses. Beef exports last week totaled 16,700 tons and slightly below the four-week average of 21,800. However, sales so far this year running 1.5% above the same period last year. Box beef cutouts today, meanwhile, were higher. Choice cuts up 37 cents with select up 56 cents with light movement of 70 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, the complex was under pressure, posting some triple-digit losses, but continued to hold above yesterday's lows. Feeders have been slow to move to feedlots due to the good pasture conditions. This may tighten up supply down the road, providing some support to the complex. Futures have corrected from a severely oversold status as of last week, though. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today with corn trade 2 to 4 cents lower, with choppy trade continuing and carving out a range from $4.25 to $4.54. Soybean trade was 10 to 13 cents lower today, with trade fading on expected planting progress into the weekend. Meal was $4 to $5 lower and oil 30 to 40 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 7 cents lower to 3 cents higher, with Minneapolis leading overnight, with Kansas City and Chicago drifting lower. The Kansas City-Chicago spread narrowed to 26 cents before swinging back to 58 cents this week, with wider action during the midday. A heavy rain should be more limited for the plains in the near term, but the dollar, meanwhile, has dropped again, with the downtrend continuing. Hard red winter wheat, though, working into feed rations in some areas, with the bounce in corn values and reduced quality increasing feeding on that front. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.